Welcome back to Unjaded. Today, I am here with Meg Dolan of Sacred Sparkle Energy. Meg is a student in the last round of Content by Design, and she's here to talk about what has been happening in her business because her business has been exploding. I'm really excited to talk with you, Meg, about especially how I see you showing up online with your profile, and I know when you're in response and all of those things.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
So, can you tell me a little bit about what's happening in your world with your social media? Because you're just like an entirely different person, it seems. It's like you're free or something all of a sudden.
Yeah, thank you. It honestly, I feel like I didn't realize that I was stuck in this freeze response for a matter of time. And I had so much on the inside that I felt called to share with the world, but I had no idea where to start. I had no idea what to say. And I had a lot of fear because a lot of times in my past, I've shared from my heart and just shared openly, and it's been misunderstood by people. And then it's resulted in challenges in my life. And so having that experience, I kind of just shut down for a while and didn't know like what to say. It felt safer to just say nothing at all than to share anything. And so I found your course, and just through learning about human design and about messaging, I found this like confidence within myself and just started sharing about my journey. And it's been blowing my mind how many people have reached out from that, just saying, hey, I can relate to this, or tell me more about this. And it's been a really beautiful point of connection for just sharing stories and getting to know people who have gone through similar things.
I love that. And I'm going to unpack for our listeners your design a little bit. And then I have a couple of things to ask you about that. So Meg, just if you're listening in, or you're listening in if you're still here, Meg is an emotional generator. So she's a 4-6, I believe, 4-6 emotional generator. So when you talk about connection, that's a huge piece for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I thrive in connection and I crave connection. And for so long in my life, I had shut myself off from having connection and didn't realize how much I was kind of just suffering on my own without that. And after learning about my human design, I was like, oh, of course that makes sense why I would need that. And so being able to open up to receive that has made a huge difference in so many areas of my life.
And you have a big story. So if you're listening and you can go back, we'll link the episode in the show notes for you. But I did just a little chart review of Meg's Saturn return. And this is the Meg that was in that Saturn return. I know you've been wanting to meet her. I've been getting your messages that why didn't you do her or a whole interview there? Well, that's what we're doing today. So you have a very, very big story and you have started to share this a lot online in the last little while. And just from where I sit, I'm looking at the explosion of comments and likes and all of these things and thinking, whoa, like she is onto something here. Have you noticed your social media different since you started posting from that place about your story and your experience?
I have. Yeah, I think there's a huge part of my story that I kept hidden from the world and from myself for so long, because again, I had all this fear and shame around it. And I've tried so hard for so long in my life to try and fit in, whether it was different communities or different spaces or even the online world. And so in order to fit in, I thought that I had to keep this part of myself hidden. And then finally, one day I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to put it out there. I'm just going to say the thing that deep down it scared me. And I thought, oh, this is it. Like people are going to unfriend me. No one's going to want to like carry along with this journey, but it had the opposite effect. Like it opened up some really beautiful conversations with people. And again, just so much connection has come through from it.
And so Meg is a 4-6, as I mentioned, and that 6-line profile is such a trip because for the first 30 years, which Meg has just kind of come out of, for the first 30 years, you're a 3rd-line profile, basically. So you are running fast and breaking things. You're learning only through experience. You're probably hearing you're making all of the mistakes. And then I feel like the shaming on that 6-line early stage and on the 3rd-line profile is just exactly what you're describing, that, you know, I can't tell people about this. I feel so ashamed of all of these mistakes, and I'm putting that in air quotes, all of these mistakes that I've made, because people have judged you for them so harshly in your life. And it's like, that's where your greatest gifts are. And Lisa Nichols is one of my very favorite people to follow. If you're not following her, please go and follow her along. She's an amazing speaker. And she talks about the dip, how we don't spend enough time talking about our dips for a few reasons. One, we try to be perfect. And another reason, like, we're ashamed of our mistakes, or we don't think it's relevant, all of those things. And I think especially for third line profiles and sixth line profiles, it's like, we have got to see your dip. And you have been shown so much love, and you're showing so much love when you're showing your dip, or the dips and dives of your story, right? And you're also the cross of the vessel of love. Your incarnation cross is the cross of the vessel of love. And I feel like people who have this incarnation cross should be held a little more tenderly in life than they are. I seem to be surrounded by them. And I was trying to find statistics for how many of this cross versus the other crosses, but I have no idea. I can't find that information anywhere. If you know, when you're listening to this, please do let me know, because I'm surrounded by them. Like my coach, my husband, so many of my clients, you were in the course and you're that cross. And it's just such a beautiful incarnation cross. So you have all of these gates of love. You have universal love and love of humanity and love of the body and like all of these beautiful gifts of love. So I can only imagine that it must hurt a little bit more than maybe someone who, I want to say tougher, but that's not really a nice way to say it. But I mean, it must wound you a little bit.
Yeah, for so many years, especially reflecting back on when I was young, I feel like I've always just been this super sensitive being, and people would say just the littlest thing and I just feel it in my heart. And when you don't, I didn't understand like anything about human design until about 5 years ago. And so I thought, oh, like I'm just being too sensitive. Like, you got to toughen up so you can make it in the world. And so for so many years, I tried to put this like hard shell around me. And when I did that, I just slowly started to feel like dead inside, because I was like, this isn't who I am. Like, I have on my dating profile, like, I love love. Like, I just love it so much, all kinds of love. And I just have so much love to give, and I just all around me, that I think it's a beautiful thing. But until I really learned about my human design and understood this about me, I thought it was something that had to be changed. Like, no one can feel this much love. It's not safe to feel this much love. Like, you're just going to get hurt. So it's been really powerful to learn about the human design in this way and really be able to just open up and be my full self.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Love that. Love that. Now, this is not your first rodeo with human design, this course. You have been kind of well immersed in the world of human design for quite some time. So what was different about content but design, or what was different about what you learned there, or whatever?
I think the depth at which we went into human design was not what I had expected, because I studied human design on my own for a number of years and had a variety of readings from a number of human design experts in the past. And this like went into it in so many different levels and ways that I just really got to know myself like on this deep level, and how the focus was around like how to use your voice in a way. And that's something that I've always kind of struggled with. And like I said, I've always had so much to say, but this like fear of how to say it. And when we learned about the different gates that we all have, like it gave me this sense of confidence and this sense of like completion and knowing, like, I'll give an example, the gate 15, the gate of extremes, learning that I have this gate of extremes made everything in my life make sense. Because if you know me, you know that like, I'm one extreme or the other. It's 0 or 100 and there's no in between. And that's triggered a lot of people in my life. And for me, it just brings a sense of comfort. I'm like, yeah, it's either 0 or 100. What do you mean? There's literally no other options. And that's always been something, again, I've tried to minimize or change about myself, because I thought like, oh, it's wrong to like feel these extremes. Like, you're too intense. Like, you've got to tone it down. So to know that my intensity is a gift, I was like, yeah, we can like move with this. We can just lean into it rather than, again, having to change it.
I feel you on that intense one because I have gotten that message for my whole life. So you and I have the same emotional wave. It's like the gift that keeps on giving, that emotional wave, that 3041 that just is, yeah, it's intense. It's intense. Absolutely. And your gate 15, your gate of extremes is what keeps you grounded. So if you weren't dealing with extremes, you would just not feel, but again, our greatest gifts are our greatest conditioners over and over and over again. We see that, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your business.
Yeah. So I'm dedicated to empowering women on their journey of self-discovery and cyclical living. So I help women deepen their connection with their heart and their womb, guiding them to come home to their most natural selves and ignite their inner sparkle. So like I said, for a number of years, I was really disconnected from myself and my body. I had kind of turned off who I was and made myself into this version of who I thought I had to be to fit into corporate jobs or different friend groups or society as a whole. And it made me really sick over the years. And about 5 years ago, I started to take a deeper look at myself and realized there was a lot of things I had to let go of if I wanted to feel better. And so I let go of jobs and relationships and substances and started to eventually come home to this really natural version of self, where if you would have told me 5 years ago, I would have been on a sober journey and like not drinking coffee or alcohol or smoking weed. I would have been like, you're crazy. Like, these are my tools that get me through life. But I really see now like the gift that sobriety is. And just looking at the world, there are so many toxins all around us that we're not even aware of, like in the food and in the water. And that's me and my extremes again about like tap water is poison. But
it is.
Yeah. So I really, really am passionate about educating people about this and helping them to release their shame and just meet themselves where they're at and learn different tools to like manage their energy and connect with their heart and their womb.
Okay. And you talk about cyclical living. So can you just explain for our listeners, what does that mean?
Yeah. So as women, we are these cyclical beings and we move through basically four seasons every month. And I got a diagnosis for PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, about 4 years ago. And I had really, really painful periods like my whole life. It was like debilitating and the mood swings and the intense thoughts and darkness that would come every month. I was like, oh, there's something wrong with me. Like, are people actually living this way? And unfortunately, our medical system doesn't have a lot of real solutions for this aside from like medication. But once I really started doing my own research and learning about the feminine body and our hormones and different modalities for self-care, I was able to kind of help myself like manage these symptoms and find some sort of relief for the first time in over 15 years. And so then I was like, how many other women are walking around just like so disconnected from their bodies and their cycles? And I think generationally and from society, we're given a lot of shame around our menstrual cycle. And there's so much power in our cycle and our bleed, and just reclaiming that power and that connection to our womb can, it's a gift. And I never saw it as a gift until recently. So yeah, I feel really passionate about helping women educate themselves about their cycle to learn more about where they're at. And our bodies are these incredible self-healing vessels. And when we can really listen to what they're speaking to us, then we can help them heal themselves. So,
mm-hmm. And that doesn't have to be on a huge scale either. Like this morning, I posted a story on my Instagram because I had planned, I mean, it's basic, but I had planned to, I was going to fast until 11 and have an omelet. That was going to be my breakfast. And I just really, really, really needed something at 9 o'clock. And I felt like I needed a smoothie. And it was like, okay, well, I can listen to this. But then, I mean, you know, I have a holistic health background. And the number of women, or the amount of distrust that women have in their bodies is horrific. Absolutely horrific. And I see it in the human design space too. I'm looking at your chart over here, but you and I have a few of the same things in our design. So the emotional system and the root pulse and the hormone cycle, I always find works together. So if you have a really, really down period in your down period in your hormone cycle and your root pulse is off and your wave is low, like that is a tsunami of things that can happen. And it's just interesting to see how all of these pieces work together and how we can truly honor that instead of fighting against it, pushing through, keeping on going to that corporate job or whatever the case may be for you. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that you're doing that. And you do rage circles, right?
Yeah. Virtually before. And I think as women, we've been told a lot of the time that we have to be these good girls and we have to be polite and we have to smile and there's so much to be grateful for, which yes, that's all true, but we also have a lot to be angry about. And our rage can be this beautiful teacher for where our boundaries are being violated and where we get to invest in more self-care. Like our rage is showing us all these things. And if you think about on a macro scale, like all the injustices that women have faced over the years, like there's a lot to be mad about. Mm-hmm. And so our rage is so sacred. And I feel like I've talked to so many women who are unable to connect with their rage. And for me, I don't know if it's because of my PMDD and just the depth at which I feel all of my emotions for a lot of years, my anger and my rage was something I could connect with a lot easier than sadness. And so I'm very familiar with that feeling of anger and rage. And I've learned over the years various tools to help feel the rage and release it from my body in like healthy ways rather than like picking a fight with someone and like having a negative interaction with that. You can create these safe spaces for your body to go into the rage, and screaming into a pillow or like beating up the bed or something like that is a great way to allow the rage out of your body. And so I wasn't really aware of how many women couldn't feel that. And so it was from that realization that I was like, well, let's come together and let's rage. So yeah, we listened to various playlists and then kind of take yourself on this journey of with other women to just feel into that at whatever level feels safe for you and just start to cultivate that relationship with yourself.
I love it. The first time I heard about rage circles was probably about 10 years ago when someone in the States was taking women to a football field to rage. And one of the coaches or something at this school, he's like, well, what do they have to rage about? And I was like, oh, figures that wouldn't be a woman that would ask that question. But it's important, like, and in my work, I work with, we think of, you know, human design manifestors, they are not self theme is anger. And there's been a couple of manifestors that I've worked with over the last few years where they do feel that anger where they're like, oh yes, I feel that. But there's so many that are like, I never get angry. And I think that's generally what women normally say, right? But it's just an emotion that we don't honor, we don't accept, we don't. So I love that you're doing this as part of your repertoire. You do a lot of things. You do Reiki as well. And you recently started working in person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm working in a chiropractic office in Calgary with this beautiful space offering in-person Reiki sessions and in-person womb healing. And there's these beautiful pictures on the wall of these organs. And one of the organs is a womb and it has flowers coming out of it. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's literally meant to be. So it feels really beautiful to finally get to be face-to-face and connecting with people in person for this work.
That fourth line of yours loves the connection, right? Like it's, you know, sometimes I work with fourth lines and they're timid of their community now, or they're hiding from their community, or they're like, well, I don't build communities, but it's so important. I have another fourth line person in my life. And she, like everything she does is a connection call. Everything is like, I have to have connection. I have to have connection. It's just such a huge driver for fourth line profile. So if you're a fourth line profile and you're listening, you don't have to get out. Like you can absolutely form communities online and all of those things, but your opportunities are going to come from your community. Your greatest satisfaction is going to come from being in your community. It's such an important piece of the puzzle for you for sure. Okay. So I want to know a couple of things about the Content by Design course, if you would enlighten us with that. I would love to know what surprised you about the course.
There were a few things that surprised me about the course. The first one being the quality and depth of the connections that were made with the other participants of the course. Again, like I love connections and yeah. I've taken a lot of courses over the years and it's not every day that you meet such aligned people who were going through similar things, and just learning about how having like open centers and closed centers, and depending on what's open and closed with different people, you can like feed off of each other's energy and kind of like motivate each other. And I really felt that throughout the course. And we'd even have like group working sessions, and it was just really beautiful to get to connect in that way with other women who were from various walks of life, but we all had so much in common. That was really, really beautiful. And then I was also really surprised by how much content was covered and the range of topics that we dove into. Like, there was obviously an outline provided at the beginning, so I was like, okay, I know what I'm getting into. And there was so much that you provided that was above and beyond what was on that initial syllabus. And I think I knew it was about content. And so I knew we would be writing and we would be getting feedback on some of the things that we were writing, but it really challenged me to practice my writing, to practice using my voice. And at first, when I would put a piece of content out there, I was like, oh yeah, this is so good. And I got this feedback that I was like, oh, what? Like, I got to hear. And I love being challenged in that way. So it definitely took me for a challenge, and it really allowed me to push my edges and like lean into all kinds of growth that I at the beginning really wasn't prepared for. And it was so worth it in the end.
Oh, good, good. And you had this thing that so many people have when they come in with to work with me specifically on their content, where like every post is 10 posts.
Yeah.
I was having fun with it. I don't know if you were having fun with it, but it was just so, because you would put something in the group and it would be like, okay, whoa. And then by the third time, you could go back and tear it apart yourself. You're like, okay, wait, I know now where the breaks are, where this is, which is really, I think it's really good. And because you're not sitting there staring at a blank screen going, I have nothing to write. You're going like, oh my gosh, all of this stuff came out of me. And now I have 2 weeks worth of content when I thought I had one post. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I think what people end up doing is that you've heard me say this before, but we overwhelm our audiences because we throw all of this stuff on them. And it's like they can't pick up what we're putting down, right?
Yeah, I had no idea I was doing that. But looking back now at my posts, I'm like, you're talking about 15 things in one post. No wonder people aren't engaging. Like, what are you on about? And that was honestly, that's exactly the one thing that challenged me so much, is breaking it down. And then I'd be overwhelmed because I'd be like, well, now I have literally 15 posts here. And so now I have this huge rolling document of like all the things I could talk about. So I feel like I'm set forever. But yeah.
Well, you guys are going to come in, like the alumni is going to come into the next round of Content by Design with us. And Andrea has built a Trello system for us as a bonus. So you'll get access to that as well. So you got to have Trello. If you've got that much content coming out of you, got to have Trello to organize it. You know, I'm going to call this like your coming out post, because I saw it and I went, yes, like it was like angels were singing when I read it. And it was the, I think you called it post one or part one, maybe part one. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah. And there were 8 parts, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, you broke it down beautifully and let people know what you were going to be doing and what you were going to be unpacking with them. And I was watching the engagement. I was just like, oh my God, she's onto something. And then you and I had a conversation in DM. So that's the other thing, is that I think people need to know that they never get rid of me after this, after doing Content by Design. But I'm like, okay, Meg, what's your offer? You have to have an offer ready for people. You have to have something ready now, because people are signing up and they don't know what, like, they're like, pick me. I want to work with you. And you're like, okay. So have you been able to develop? I know you're working in person as well, and I know you would love to do that, but have you been able to think of something else that you're going to put into play?
Yeah. So it was actually from that post, that string of posts. And when you had said, like, what are you bringing people into? I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, what are you sharing right now? So that was so helpful. Like, I swear this course is just the gift that keeps on giving, just with access to you and just your genius. But yeah, I have a 12-week course that I developed and ran a beta program for it about 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. But I had offered it as a one-on-one program. But I realized it would be pretty cool to do as a group program. And so from that, and from the string of posts, I was like, oh, I think this is the time. It's called Energetically You, and it's a 12-week course to get people a foundation for learning about their chakra system, their energy centers, learning how to manage their energy. There's all kinds of tools in there for how to ground and manage your energy, because that's something I realized. It took me until I was about 30 to learn about energy management. And I'm like, literally everything is energy. How come no one's taught us about this before? That was kind of the starting piece on my healing journey, was that type of knowledge. And so that's where I'd like to start with sharing with others.
Okay, so I have some pieces to unpack here. One, if you're listening to this and you are thinking of creating better content and putting things out there and you're starting to have people engage and all of those things, you have to have some place that you're going to put them. And I think so many times, like when you and I talk, Meg, you're like, oh, I hadn't thought about it. Like I was just going for engagement. Well, like you're not a slave. Well, we don't want to be slaves to social media, right? So when we start getting feedback from people and we start getting people buying in, like we need to have a place to put them. So that's really important. If you're listening to this and you don't yet have a place to put your people, like you got to get them into a place. And we can totally work on that in Content by Design as well. I love group programs for you because, as you know, you have mostly tribal circuitry. So I think you're perfectly suited for a group program. It will be beautiful for you. And I also am noticing and loving the way that you're talking about this program, because I feel like when we first started working together, you would have given me a lot more fancy words to explain energy management. And I actually just wrote a post about that today because I've got someone coming in for a hot seat call tomorrow. And I looked at her feed and I was like, sweet Jesus, like, you know, because we talk in these big fancy words that nobody gets. But what you just said about your program was like, oh my God, because we know you're speaking to people who are just starting their journey. So we have to change our language to the level that our client or our audience member is at so that it doesn't like whoosh, right over their head. So I love that you're like, it's like, oh yes, she did it. Well done.
Honestly, there's so much that I've learned from this course that it's just flowing through now. Like that was another big thing of just like toning it down. Like, what did you say? Talk to someone like they're like 8 years old. And yeah. I used to be a nanny. So I used to talk to the kids all the time. And I'm like, why am I trying to make it sound all fancy online? Like just talk to people like they're normal people. And so that's been a huge takeaway for me too.
But that's conditioning, right? And that's like what we tend to think about in business. We think we need to be professional, or we think we need to speak professionally, or we think we need, but when we show up as our full selves with our gate 15s and our intensity and all of those things, we know that on an intellectual level, but it's really hard to kind of stand in it. And I love how you are standing in it now. Like I look at you online and I'm like, oh, she's unapologetic. She is like standing in it. So I can't wait to see what's next for you. A couple more questions. One is, who do you think would benefit from Content by Design?
I think Content by Design would be beneficial for anyone who isn't sure why they're not getting the response or the whatever they're trying to do online and it's not working. This course is for them, because for a long time, you don't know what you don't know, right? And I think we can spin our wheels and keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. And then you burn yourself out and you get frustrated and tired, and then you just want to quit. And I know over the past few years, I did that so many times, and I was like, maybe this just isn't for me. Like maybe, but it was my messaging that was off, and I wasn't living by my human design. And so also anyone who's interested in human design, whether you have a base knowledge of it already or you're just starting out, this course is for both of those. I know there were people in the course who it was their first time diving into their human design. And as someone who had existing knowledge of human design, you did a really good job of making sure that there was something for everyone and it was understood like for people of all levels.
Good, good, good. I try to make it simple. It's like the highest compliment I can get is that you made that really simple for me. I'm like, yes, thank you.
It was very straightforward. Yeah. Good, and it was deep. Like there was so much there.
I tend to focus more on the nuances than the basic stuff. There's a lot of nuance, because I feel like human design is interpretation. Like, yes, mm-hmm. there's science, but there's so much art in reading human design charts too. So, you know, find the human design teacher that works for you. If you're listening and you haven't yet found your teacher, find the one who works for you, because it will absolutely change your life. Okay. So when are you launching your 12-week program? Just out of curiosity.
Sometime in May.
Ooh. So you better get talking about that now. It's April.
I know. I haven't nailed down a date yet. I feel like there's just been so many moving parts with like beginning to offer in-person services and physically moving that I'm still just like landing and allowing things to come through. I'm like open to signs from the universe about when I should start. And then I had some people reach out being like, when are you starting this? And I was like, okay, that's a sign from the universe. So
that's definitely a sign.
Yeah, it'll probably be later in May.
So if I were you listening in, I would be watching Meg's stories if this interests you at all, because I know that what she learned in Content by Design is, and there's a launch playbook in there for you too. I know this isn't your first launch, but the launch playbook. And as a generator, she's going to be in response to things. So she'll be creating fun things in her stories, I'm sure, as she goes along, or else I'll be like over here with a stick from Ontario to Calgary, but follow along with her. So that brings us to, where can people find you? Where do you want people to look you up?
You can find me on Instagram at Meg Dole, MEGDOL. That's probably the best place. And yeah, follow along for the journey of all the things there.
We'll link that in the show notes for you. And we're also going to link Meg's affiliate link. So I do have an affiliate program that once you have taken the Content by Design course, you can sign up to be an affiliate. And Meg's affiliate link will be in the show notes of this episode, so that if you're coming here through her, you can just grab that link right there to sign up for the course. And Meg, you're offering a bonus, I believe, with people who sign up through your affiliate. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So anyone who signs up for the Content by Design course through my affiliate link, I'm going to give a gifted Reiki session. Because I really believe Reiki is a very powerful tool to just come back to yourself, get to know your own energy, and to help relax, gain a little more emotional well-being. It helps to release or address traumas, or just like calm the nervous system. So I think we can all use a little more calm in our lives.
Mm-hmm. And what if people are not local to you? Can you do that online for them?
Yeah, you can do distance Reiki sessions virtually. So that is an option for people who aren't local to Calgary. But for those that are local to Calgary and the Calgary region, it can either be in person in the clinic that I'm working from, or I also do traveling Reiki and do home visits to people's houses. So,
wow. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, I really appreciate you being here, Meg. And I had so much fun with you in Content by Design. And I'm just loving watching your business explode. It's so cool to see you online, like stepping into that, especially your profile, stepping into that and just like dropping the shame away. I couldn't love it more. So all the love to you. I know you love love. So all the love to you. And I so appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Vicky. I'm so grateful for you and the work that you do. And thank you so much for having me on as a guest. I appreciate you so much, and definitely looking forward for round two.
Mm-hmm.